Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Pompano Beach. I am here for the sinking of the Okinawa. I have the dive god with me because we're going to be doing some celebrating on the show today because it is the dive god's birthday today. How are you, buddy?
So far, so good, man. I mean, I made it to another one. Life is good.
That's right. You'll take what you can get, I guess, right?
That's it.
All right, cool. And once again, we are in Pompano Beach, and we're at this sinking of the Okinawa. It just happens to coincide with the dive god's birthday, but I'm here with Captain Cocktail.
What?
Jeff Terode.
Hey, just a word to the wise to everybody in Broward County. You better get your liquor today, because if the dive god's birthday tomorrow, the stores will be empty.
Exactly. With the festivities going on this weekend, this is crazy. Now, literally, we're on the water. Describe where we're at exactly, Jeff, here in Pompano.
We're at the Hillsboro Inlet, and we have the historic lighthouse in the background, the Hillsboro Lighthouse. We're tied up at the Hillsboro Inlet boating dock, and we got the Lady Luck on display, and we're going to tow her out.
Lady Luck. Wait, this isn't the Lady Luck. Lady Luck's underwater.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute there.
Cocktails.
Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, Walt DeMartini's here, too. Walt, say hi.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening, guys?
All right, so we got the whole gang here. But, yeah, no, the wreck that is on display above water at the moment is the Okinawa. Yeah, so this
is with the Midnight Sun dive bar on the back with our mermaid.
Sweet.
Bartender.
Yes, you got to love that.
And thanks to Finlandia Vodka, which is a great environmentally sensitive company. They love to do environmental things, and they are a great partner in this whole wreck. And we're looking forward to putting her on the bottom and everybody going down and celebrating Neil's birthday at the dive bar on the bottom.
That's right. This will be the world's first underwater dive bar. This will be one of the coolest things.
I had them in Bimini.
Oh, yeah? You did have underwater bars?
Yeah. Well, I had little squeeze tubes that we took down.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, this
Okinawa,
is...
Okinawa, almost 50 years ago, I was in Okinawa as a little young Marine.
Well, there you... Yes, see? Sir. So it has a little, history thing going on with the Dive God connection as well.
I'll bet the Dive God was at BC Street in Okinawa.
Which that means what? Been? Is that one of those miso horny places?
Yeah. Well, I was in the Marine Corps. We were in little... metal Quonset huts freezing, and he was in the, I guess, the Air Force,
and
you know, living large. So.
Okay, all right, I understand. Those are probably some stories we can't share on the radio, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or is the statute of limitations expired, so it's okay now?
Yeah, well, I've got probably great-grandkids there now.
Okay, all right. Well, we can look into that for another time. But you know, this boat...
I think I could have this thing in service running divers this Okinawa in about 30 days.
I have no doubt.
This looks better than some of the boats I've owned.
Well, okay, maybe. It actually is. It's pretty substantial. This is a big vessel. I don't know, what is that? Is that a trawler or what would you call it? Or is that a tugboat? What is that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't know my boat designs.
A little over 100 feet, I believe.
Okay, yeah. It's a big, big boat, and they're going to sink this thing literally on the Dive God's birthday is the plan. We're taping the show the day before right now, and we're having a party here at the Inlet Park, the Hillsboro Inlet Park, and they got a bunch of muckety bucks here in South Florida hanging out that have helped orchestrate this sinking, which, you know, it costs big bucks to organize something like this. Right, Neil?
Yeah, but boat sinking are very sensitive to me. I've had too many close calls with my own.
You created artificial reefs by mistake.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were dive boats one day and artificial reefs the next. It's terrible.
Yeah, but you charged them for a wreck dive the next day. I remember
absolutely.
That story.
And
yeah.
then salvage.
Capital.
And salvage.
Salvage.
Yeah.
People's dive gear. Oh, it's awesome. But yeah, you know, this is a cool thing. You know, they've stripped down the boat, made it environmentally friendly for the reef, to create this reef. It's going to be sunk right here off of Pompano Beach to join the Lady Luck, which Jeff was mixing up his boat names earlier. The Lady Luck is already down underwater, and the artist that they used to create this dive bar on the top of this Okinawa wreck created the artwork for the Lady Luck, which, you know, has this, like, underwater casino scene.
Yeah, on
right?
the Lady. Yeah, we had the casino. Remember, we had the first ever underwater poker tournament.
That's right.
On
that's
July
right.
23rd.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a winner, and she's going to be the first recreational diver to be on the Okinawa.
Really?
Yeah, so we have her on our boat tomorrow. As soon as we clear the wreck, DEP clears the wreck, she'll be the first one down. First one, have a drink at the new Midnight Sun Dive Bar.
All right. What, yeah, what is the drink of the dive bar? Do we know yet?
Finlandia. Anything Finlandia.
Okay. Right? What, Finlandia?
Yeah. Finlandia, anything with Finlandia vodka.
Ah, got it. Okay. We like our dives vodka clear. So
our
that makes
sponsor.
I know, I get it. Well, I'm not. I got to
beat your overhead with
you? Well, yeah. No, I get
Finlandia.
It.
That's Finlandia. Finlandia is my other favorite white wine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But yeah, you know, they got some. But you need to round up sponsors because this costs big bucks to do this stuff, unfortunately, right?
Yeah. You know what we found? We found two companies now. Actually, the former company that helped us out on the Lady Luck, the Isles Casino, wrote us a check yesterday for $10,000.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was like, people just love, the momentum starts to roll, and they love to get the branding and everything going, because it's a good thing. It's something to feel good about, something you put your money in, and you're helping to save the environment, and bring awareness to the problems we have out here, and take some of the pressure off the natural reef. I mean, it's a...
And it creates a just a cool new dive site for the people down here, people
and
coming to Fort Lauderdale.
Biodiversity, eventually, as everything, corals start to adhere to it, fish start to congregate on it. Lady Luck, you wouldn't even recognize her from day one till now. It's unbelievable. There was three Goliath groupers on it the other day. One over 500 pounds.
Nice.
It's incredible.
Nice. And that one's been down, what, about a year? Not even a year,
over
has
a
it?
Year.
Over a year.
Yeah,
just a over a year.
Year.
You have to explain to them how the lift bag situation is.
Yeah. How are you going to sink this puppy? Let's talk about
that. Well, we talked to our buddy over at Resolve Marine, Mike Jarvis, and he said, well, you can put boards on it, like we did the Lady Luck, to trap air, to give her a rudder to go down. And he said, if you don't want to do that, put a couple 6,000-pound lift bags on top of it, strap her down, and that'll act as a rudder to keep her from trying to turtle on us.
Got it.
So we opted for the 6,000-pound lift bag.
Yeah, okay.
That were donated, by the way, by Cito.
Fort Very Lauderdale. Nice. Yeah. And so that'll keep it from turtling, hopefully.
Yeah.
That is the
it
plan.
It should keep her upright. Well, tugs inherently are heavy in the rear end.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a 40,000-pound Fairbanks engine in it, and we left the engine in it. The rudder on this thing is probably 8 inches thick.
Wow.
11 feet high. About 7 feet wide. And the prop is over 2,000 pounds, and it's 8 feet wide. So she's got a big rear end, let me put it that way.
You got a little junk in that trunk.
She got some junk in the trunk that should put her on the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. And it'll be cool to see as a diver when you go down underwater cruise around this stuff, I guess.
Cruise around the back end of this thing and see that swim between the rudder and the prop. Some great pictures.
Now, I have not been on the boat. I mean, it's obviously floating, but you've been through this thing backwards and forwards.
It's semi-floating.
It's cut open, right?
It's semi-floating.
It's semi-floating.
Right? Floating
right now. Okay, got it. They've already started the sinking process, maybe.
Well, sort of.
Maybe by
so
default?
So
by
speak.
Accident?
No, not. It's not necessarily that. It's not necessarily that. It's she's sitting at low tide. She touches a little bit in the sand here, which is helping us out, actually. We don't have to use a lot of rope strength to keep her in because she's kind of planted her rear end in the sand.
But once it gets sunk here tomorrow...
Yeah, you'll see patches on the side of the boat at the waterline.
Yeah.
Those are watertight patches that they build out of... They use this 3/4-inch plywood, and then they take a membrane, and they glue it to the plywood. And then they use all thread, and they put a big bar on the other side of it, and they just crank it down so it seals it like a porthole. Then what they'll do tomorrow when we get out there, they start flooding her, they'll undo that all thread, pop those patches, and then let her start to flood.
Very nice.
And it'll slowly just fill up to all the different holes all the way up. And then the deck's got huge holes cut in it to blow the air out.
Right. Okay, so that's how it'll sink. But once you get down under water, this thing's been opened up in the middle of it, so you can swim. And you don't have to have necessarily wreck certification to penetrate it a little bit.
It's open everywhere. There's nothing to trap you in this. We opened up the stern. We opened up... Actually, the bar is one of the coolest features, because where the bar is, you can go down in the engine room, swim around the engine, come up, and you'll come up in the middle of the bar next to the mermaid. All the way up, there's a shaft going all the way through there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, but we haven't figured out what drink they're going to serve, other than we know it's a...
It's made out of Finlandia vodka.
Kind of vodka-type concoction.
On all of my boats... Every time we came out of the engine room, there was a bar.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's a dive god requirement, I think, for sure. All right, we got more coming up from Pompano Beach and the sinking of the Okinawa next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And time now for our final 30, an underwater art museum. Divers installing a dozen pictures on an artificial reef 90 feet below the Keys in Florida.
Let's take a dive, torpedo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Pompano Beach for the sinking of the Okinawa ship. It's about to be sunk tomorrow. We're at a big shindig with Captain Cocktail Jeff Giroux's outboard diving.
You know I'm here.
Yes, and he has his cocktail in his hand.
There's a cocktail and a shindig.
But there's a lot to celebrate. This has been a long time coming to sink this thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like we went right out of Lady Luck, right into Okinawa. Let me introduce two people while we're standing here. So. Okay. This is Rob Wire. He's with Shipwreck Park. He's our new chairman. Our old chairman is here, who was our city manager now, which our city is immensely involved with all the stuff that we're doing, and that's Greg Harrison. So I just want your listeners to know who all's here, and we're going to tell you a little bit about our mission.
Sounds good. Rob, welcome to Scuba Radio, first off. Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here. Yeah. It's an honor.
Yeah, so you've been involved in this since day one. This has been in the works for how many years?
I have been involved in it probably about 4 years now.
4 years. Is it nice to finally see it come to fruition?
Well, we sunk the Lady Luck last year. Right. It's a 324-foot sludge carrier that we were able to acquire from the city of New York. actually the DEP, Department of Water Quality, and tow her down and put her on the bottom last July.
Right. I have not had the chance to dive that yet, but tomorrow after or before they do the sinking, we're supposed to actually dive the Lady Luck.
Great, great.
So I can't wait to see that myself.
The transition that's happened, which kind of talks to our mission, in just a year short period of time, the growth and the sea life that's been attracted to that wreck is phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
So the fish like it as much as
like
we do.
It. In fact, Jeff got a photo of a, I don't know, it's probably a 200, 300 pound Goliath grouper.
Nice.
Just hanging off the end there. Full of barracuda, a lot of triple tail, not triple tail, but...
yellowtail?
Yeah, yellowtail and...
just everything's
there.
They all love it, as you would expect.
But I guess that talks about what our mission is. We've kind of got three values as our mission. Our number one is about education. We all know what's happening to the natural reef system, and we think it's important to get people involved to help them understand that we've got to do something about it.
Yeah.
That just goes without saying. The second part is conservation. These wrecks are really meant to help take the pressure off the natural reefs and begin to get their own diversity going as well. And the third is the art component. If you'll notice, we've got this dive bar
right
on the upper deck of the Okinawa, and it's really about being seen where everybody wants to get seen. So it's kind of whimsical, but the art kind of gets people's attention going, isn't that interesting? Well, we want it to be interesting. We want the corals and we want the sea life to take over. But that gazing ball, the idea behind that gazing ball was that everybody looking to that gazing ball would see themselves. And the message there is, you know, you got to do your part. You got to do your part.
So okay, well, I wouldn't have known that. I'm glad you shared that because the mermaid on the dive bar is holding this globe,
yep,
and it's reflective. So you get there.
It is actually a gazing ball.
See yourself.
So as you see yourself diving it, we want it to be a reminder that, you know, I got to do my part.
Right.
I got to spread the message.
Yeah.
So the dive part of it is excellent. The tourism part that it brings to the community is great. We love the idea of expanding the shipwreck park. But really the core mission of Shipwreck Park is really those three things that I mentioned. Conservation, education, and using public art.
Well, it's definitely something everybody in the community can get around, as evidenced by all the people here at this party, kickoff party for the sinking.
One of the things you'll notice, you see those starfish up on the stack there, those painted starfish?
Right.
We actually got the children at the Pompano Beach Cultural Arts Center that were doing a summer class, went in and talked about the reefs and how important they are, and we asked them to create this art so that we could put it on the ship in their honor, and they can watch it over the years to come because they'll soon be our stewards.
Very nice. How old were they, you figure?
Pardon?
How old were those kids?
Oh, they were young. They're probably 6 to 8 years old.
All right. So, yeah, they got about 10 years. They'll get certified. They'll go down and see
absolutely.
It down the water. That
absolutely.
Is awesome. I love the way you guys really have thought this through on a level that I didn't even know. So
yeah.
That is so encouraging to
thank
hear.
You.
And I know... This is the third wreck of shipwreck. So how many do we have in plan?
Well, the next project we're really not ready to talk too much about, but it's going to be a little bit closer to shore, and it's going to be more education and more laboratory, more accessible to everybody, able-bodied and disabled alike. So the people that can't take advantage of getting offshore, even in a 35-foot, you know, the stack and the top will be at 35 feet. This will be available to everybody,
right.
But it will also be about education.
Very good. Very good. Well, Rob, this is excellent work. Now, who's your partner in crime here? He was the one who started
Greg
this
Harrison.
Off.
Greg Harrison. We've all been involved from the beginning. Greg Harrison is the city manager for the wonderful city of Pompano Beach.
Do you feel proud today, Greg?
Oh, very proud. You bet. You bet. I don't know if the guys told you, but this was a dream, you know, like by now. Quite close to 12 years ago.
Wow.
And then in 2014, 15, 16, we did the Lady Luck project.
Right.
And with the expectation it would bring a lot of economic benefit, and educational value, and marine life, you know, for the Lady Luck. The only thing, she's 120 feet down.
Right. A little bit on the deep side.
So it was kind of like, you know, we had one of those aha moments that, oh, wow, you know, we're missing a huge market of divers that are only certified to go 60 feet down.
Right.
And so that was the idea behind getting the Okinawa in that permitted area. to draw all those folks into Pompano Beach as well. So that's why we're here tonight. We're going to put all that beautiful artwork that Dennis McDonald here did.
You're the man, huh, Dennis?
I'm the man of the moment, I guess.
Yes, it's cool stuff. I love the mermaid.
It's been a lot of fun.
I haven't been able to look at it up close, but I look forward to seeing it underwater.
You'll see it underwater, I'm sure, right?
How long did it take you to create this?
I've been working on this for about 2 months.
2 months.
A little bit of more time for design.
What was your inspiration? Obviously a mermaid.
When it first came to us, there was a sponsor that thought a dive bar would be a nice place to start.
Right.
And we all kind of bought into that, and then it became pretty naturally appropriate to do, it evolved into it.
Yeah, all these divers that aren't diving today are drinking,
exactly,
so it makes
right.
sense, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right, yeah.
So do you dive too?
No, I don't. I'm a sailor. I love the water.
You're creating all this artwork that goes underwater. You don't have a desire to go down and see it underwater?
No, actually, I do. I really do. I think that's on my bucket list.
Okay, there you go.
But the creating of it and watching what happens as it becomes an artificial reef or a man-made reef is really inspiring for me and really exciting. I love to watch it. And I'm an avid social media dude watching the reefs evolve as they change.
Well, it's good work. I'm very familiar with the Lady Luck. I have not had the opportunity to dive it, but I'm going to do both of these tomorrow.
Right.
When
nice.
Sink it. So I really look forward. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Cooper 1.
Well, we're really glad you're here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Awesome stuff. We got more coming up from the sinking of the Okinawa next. For Pompano Beach, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in Pompano Beach for the sinking of the new artificial reef about to be created. The Okinawa is the name of the boat. Now, we're at the party, the sinking party on a Friday night. And then Saturday, they're going to sink this thing. It also happens to be the dive god Neil Watson's birthday.
Wait, are you sure this is a sinking party? I thought this was a dive god's pre-birthday party.
It's very possible because, you know, it's a who's who of the South Florida diving community. So I would say it probably is. What do you think, Neil?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Other than I'm sitting here looking at Walt and we look like dumb and dumber. We show up.
I tell you what, you guys make an awesome couple.
Thank you.
I'm not going to judge, but the way you color coordinated your outfits this evening is quite special.
Yeah. We have our Scuba Radio shirts on.
The flowered ones, the Hawaiian flowered ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, we're going to have to get some photos.
Yeah, no.
Oh, actually, you can't plan this kind of magic. You know what I'm saying? It just happens in certain times, and you know they color coordinated on their outfits this evening at the kickoff party. Just makes it that much more fun. But it is quite an event. This is a bigger deal than I thought.
It is amazing. I mean, South Florida really rallies together with these events. You know, the thing is, as many people as are here this evening. It is nothing compared to how many people I had at my house 7 years ago for my birthday.
Yeah, for the 65th, the 60th, the 70th, you name it.
One of those.
Yeah. We're going to have a little more low-key one here after the we go dive these wrecks. We're going to have a little shindig for Neil's birthday.
They start low-key.
Yeah. True. I say that now, but by the end of the celebration, it could turn into... quite an event that, you know, you may or may not hear on Scuba Radio. You might read about it in the newspapers or on the news, you know.
I got my bail bondsman card.
Okay, let's make sure we have those handy just in case. But, we got a lot to cover, so stick around. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
What in God's name are you talking?
You think they wanted the sharks to get smarter? It just happened. And they all got eaten because of it.
Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. It's murder out there. Murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Dayglo Orange Life Preserver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in Pompano Beach for the sinking of the Okinawa wreck. This is going to be so cool tomorrow. We go out and dive the Lady Luck first, and then we're going to watch the sinking, and then we're going to dive the Okinawa underwater. It's going to be so much fun. And everybody who's anybody in South Florida is here, including Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation. Mitch, how are you, buddy?
I could not be better, buddy. How's everybody doing?
Swell. What about you, Billy? How you been, man?
Listen, we're sinking another wreck year later. You know, what I like is the dive community in South Florida is actively sinking wrecks, and that's good for everybody, man. So another wreck, addition to Shipwreck Park. You know, it's divers come from all over and, you know, see the Okinawa. So,
that's right. It's another place to dive. Now, have you guys been on the wreck already? Or not wreck, or on the boat?
You know, what's really exciting about this is they're only going to sink it in 60 feet of water. There's beautiful swim-throughs in here. An engine compartment that is going to just be mind-blowing. It's going to be a fabulous wreck to dive.
Yeah, it's all opened up, easy access. You don't have to be, you know, wreck certified or penetration certified. I don't even know what the particular type of diving certification. It's just easy. It's going to be an easy wreck dive.
To a lot of divers. It's going to be very accessible, and it's you know, it will be you know, just another attraction for Pompano. But what I like is the engine room. The engine room's sick. It's like huge. It's like these tugboats have humongous engines, so they have very spacious engine rooms. So the exterior is great with the interactive art and stuff, but I think people are going to love the engine room and, like, going up, you know, to the front of the ship and, like, exploring the insides. The insides are really cool.
And then outside, they went back to Dennis McDonald that did the artwork for the Lady Luck. He did some magnificent artwork on the top here.
She's a hot mermaid up there, isn't she?
First dive bar underwater.
Yeah.
Midnight sun, and it's just going to be plenty of photo opportunities for all kind of divers. You're going to have a blast on this wreck.
It's going to be a must-do underwater selfie with the mermaid at the dive bar, the whole thing. It's pretty cool looking. So I can't wait to do that myself. And hopefully we'll get some pictures up at scubaradio.com soon. And I'm sure you guys are going to do something on your Scuba Nation TV, right, Billy?
Yeah. We're filming this. We got a bunch of GoPros mounted. We got the drone guy coming, and we're going to film this, and, you know, we're going to tell the story.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, so you can just go to scubanation.com and find out when it's going to show, or it'll be a few months or whatever.
We'll let everybody know. No doubt about it.
Well, great to see you guys.
Greg, always good to see you.
By the way, how'd you do with the bugs at Bugfest? You catch a few?
You know what? I don't even get to go, like, bugging anymore. I just eat everyone else's bugs.
Yeah, I just MC. I don't cook anymore.
Really? You didn't do any of that? I got seven. Let me rephrase that. I limited out on the radio, but I got seven at one point.
I wish I did more bugging. It's weird.
He sounds taller on radio.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Being short is awesome on plane rides, boat rides, diving, getting into weird spaces. I like being short.
Okay. I'm not going to judge. That was fine. The dive guy just made a fine observation. But, you know, there's a lot of cool folks down here in South Florida. Also, you know, not only Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation, we got Jim from, Chiefy, I should say.
Chiefy, yes!
And speaking about lobster, he's the guy I always have to connect with while I'm down here. Do you think the Okinawa is going to be like a lobster hotel or what?
It could be, except what we always find on these wrecks. There's lobster on these wrecks. They just don't last there very long.
Because many people are going to be visiting this dive site.
Exactly. I have seen lobster on wrecks.
Yeah.
And this one here being only, 60 feet of water, 70 feet of water, it's going to be a great wreck to go dive. And a big, magnificent, the artwork's going to be phenomenal. But if a couple of lobster happen to end up there, they're not going to be there for very long.
Exactly. It's not necessarily prime lobster location stuff. This is really for all the divers just want to come down and do something really cool, you know, and maybe they can mix it up. Do a lobster dive and do one of these.
We've been seeing a whole lot of Goliath grouper lately on these wrecks. So it's not going to take long for somebody to call this home, you know? I might stop by and visit. I mean, this is Pompano Beach is great, what they've done here.
now the second successful, hopefully, wreck sinking with the Lady Luck. And, of course, Dennis McDonald is just phenomenal. What an artist.
Yes.
And just he has one of those artist minds. And just a compliment
on the,
to him.
On the Lady Luck, there's a card-dealing octopus.
Yes.
On the Okinawa, we got a mermaid-serving bartender.
A real dive bar.
On the next one, maybe they'll have to work in some kind of lobster thing.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I like where you're going,
Greg.
You're
going to have
Greg.
To throw that to the artist guy and see if he can do something on the
you
next
know what,
one.
Greg, I can't believe that you actually bought Jim on before me.
Well, you know, it's just he was here. I saw him first. Okay. I'm trying to. I got Gary. I was saving
he
the best
felt,
for last.
He felt bad for me because
I'm saving
a little
the best
older
for last. Gary, all
right. Gary, I'm a little older than you. So
well, you are. You know, you look bad. That's for sure. Little, hey, we'll give
I
you that.
But I dive a heck of a lot more than you do, right. Gary.
Yes, you do.
All right. These bases.
All right, we're
Gary from 4C Dive Center, one of the fine dive centers down here.
Obviously,
you guys been supporting this event. Obviously, this is great for business.
We will support every event like this, and our business from Lady Luck has picked up tremendously. So you can't ask for anything better. And this is going to be even better for us because what's going to happen for the people that teach to have the rec specialties, you'll do the deep Lady Luck. And what do you do after a deep dive? You come in and do the third reef, which is 60 feet. This is going to be perfect. We'll come in, do Lady Luck, come in and do the Okinawa.
That is so cool. It'll be a perfect profile for 4C, for any dive center
any dive
in the area or people traveling the area. This is where you want to come and do some serious wreck diving now.
You know what people don't understand? It's not only going to be for the dive stores or whatever. It's going to be for the restaurants. It's going to be for the Publix. It's going to be for any business in Pompano Beach, hotels, motels. It's going to be great for everyone.
And I would imagine you've seen that over the past year with the Lady Luck.
I've seen that with Lady Luck.
I have not dove that yet, but I will tell you, I have heard more buzz about that wreck down here in South Florida than many other wrecks I've heard about in the past, you know? And I don't know if it's because of that artist element they put on top of it or what, but it's kind of a cool, you know, gimmicky kind of thing that is working.
You know what I think it is? It was promoted, not only the artwork and the depth, everything like that, but it was promoted also, and the people that were behind it, the city of Pompano Beach, the Isle Casino behind it. I mean, you get players like that behind anything, and it's going to be big.
You know, in this environment, to bring any groups of different folks together is pretty remarkable. But I'll tell you what, this is something that seems to have done it.
Yes, I agree with you.
We need more.
I agree with you 100%.
So,
where are we going to get the money?
I don't know. What do you think the price tag on this one was? What do you have any idea, Gary?
I know on Lady Luck was about, I'm not going to say. I know what Lady Luck. I'm saying this would probably be a couple hundred thou, I think.
Yeah.
And the Isle Casino, I think, put up quite a bit, too.
It costs a lot to sink these things, but over time, the area, the community, I mean, the millions of dollars it brings back in tourism, dive activity and everything,
exactly
it just
right.
It pays back big
you
time.
Look at Pompano Beach right now, how they're growing. They've just done the beach area here. They're doing redoing the pier, building restaurants. It's going to be big, and this right here is going to help them, and that's why I think that they look and they can see that.
Very nice. Well, it's an investment in the dive community and the tourism, that kind of thing, and it's you know, it takes a lot to put these things together. You do have to get a big group of folks together and come up with those resources. It ain't easy to come up with a couple hundred grand to sink a wreck, especially when you're talking to people that don't dive. Am I right?
You are.
It's a tough sell.
Absolutely true.
And now you got one down. You'll have two down, and you know maybe it'll snowball.
We'll get more. You never know.
Yeah. So have you been on this boat already? Have you helped?
Oh, yeah, Lady Luck, I was part of. Helped clean it. Helped clean some portholes.
You had enough of it after that, I guess.
You know what? Yes, I did. Yes, I know. This one here, I have not been part of at all except for supporting it, and I'm sure we're going to do a lot of bookings on it.
At 4C, how often do you guys think you book the Lady Luck?
We book the Lady Luck, I would say, every weekend for sure.
Yeah.
Every weekend. And that's not just the Pompano Beach store. That's going to be the Boca Raton store, Riviera Beach. I mean, it's people call us to want to get on Lady Luck.
So is that the new star attraction down here? Or, I mean, there's a few other wrecks down here. What, the Copenhagen and stuff? What are the other boats?
Lady Luck is the newest. Yeah. And I think now it's what's on fire right now. This will probably be right behind it. People wanting to go on this wreck. But Lady Luck, you have to do multiple dives to see it all. And the depth and the artwork.
How big is that one?
I think it's about 300 feet.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a big wreck.
And so this Okinawa.
Twice the size of this one.
Yeah, this is about $150,
right.
$125 thereabouts.
Right. Yeah. So
nice stuff. Well, are you going to dive it tomorrow?
I am not going to dive it tomorrow. I'll be working the store so people can come by.
Money to pay for things like this.
I think tomorrow, I don't know how many people are going to actually dive it. They're going to sink it. We have a boat booked. 4C booked a boat to come out and watch it sink.
Right.
And then I think on Sunday we have a boat booked, if I'm not sure, and it's almost full for people to dive it. So,
well, they told me I'm going out on a boat to dive the Lady Luck in the morning, then I'm going to watch the sinking, and then we're going to dive it they clear it.
South Florida?
Yeah. Okay. The Captain Cocktails operation there. So we will see how it goes.
There you go, buddy.
But we got more coming up from South Florida. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party. Party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Scuba party. Oh.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
Scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party. Oh.
It is a party here in Pompano Beach because they're getting ready to sink the Okinawa to make it into an artificial reef. For us divers around the world, you gotta love this. Captain Cocktail, Jeff Trott, South Florida Diving Headquarters with me. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Are you excited now? Is the adrenaline starting to pump even more?
No, I'm nervous Nelly at this point.
Well, okay.
I get excited when I start to see her go, you know. You remember last year, thanks to the gentleman standing next to me, Chris and Mike Jarvis, she went down perfectly. But it looked like it was going to go, but these guys weren't sweating it. They didn't let us in on a little secret. It was supposed to do that.
Okay, building
they
up.
They let Greg and myself and Rob and Tommy almost swim in at that point. We were ready to jump ship.
Yeah, that was totally planned because, it kind of rocked a little bit. Like, oh, no, not again. No, can I? And then you did that on purpose.
Chris engineered the whole thing, so I'll let him speak to Al.
Just wanted to build up the drama, Chris? Is that what it was?
When you're pumping down these racks, they always eventually reach the point where they're unstable and try to roll, which is why you have to have a few tricks up your sleeve to keep it upright.
Got it. Okay, so on the Okinawa, when they sink this tomorrow, what is the trick up your sleeve? Can you share?
I understand they're putting what they call pillow bags, which are basically bags of air on various points in the ship. So as if it attempts to roll over to one side or the other, the air and those will catch it and keep it upright.
All right, so we got these two big float bags.
Six
of them.
Bags,
wow, okay. So that ought to do the trick.
I believe Seato actually donated the bags.
Yeah, that's what Jeff was saying earlier, for sure. Yeah, so do you see this as a very difficult project in the big scheme of things of sinking artificial reefs like this, or what do you think?
They're always difficult. You know, you have artwork on board. There's a lot of time and effort that went into sinking it, so of course you don't want to damage anything when it's going down. So it's a lot easier when there's nothing on there of any value, but obviously there's valuable stuff on there and doesn't want to get damaged. So
Right. You
want to make sure that you take the care and to make sure it goes down the way you want it to go down.
Got it. Now, do you guys feel the pressure, or is that all on Jeff? What do you think?
We don't feel a minute of the pressure right now because we're not involved in the Okinawa.
They're only consultants this time.
Okay.
They're not on paper.
So all the pressure is on Jeff.
We're just coming down as friends. Hey, you might want to add a couple more bags or something. Right, we feel no pressure whatsoever on this one.
Yeah, it's like off the record.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So who has all the pressure? You?
I mean, why you keep looking at me, man? Shipwreck Park.
Yeah.
This is
Shipwreck Park.
Right, day, right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, well, if it goes down, it goes down and becomes a shipwreck.
If it goes down right side up, I'll take all the credit. But I mean,
it doesn't
go right down. Where's the chairman, Rob? Where's Rob?
Well, if it doesn't, it's still a shipwreck. So it
it's still a shipwreck. Right. That's right.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow, the plan is we're going to go dive the Lady Luck.
That's correct.
On the Black Pearl, the South Florida Diving Boat.
Yep.
And then we're going to go over and watch the sinking as it takes place. That'll be our surface interval. Is that the deal?
That's right. You got it down.
And then once the boat goes down, then we get to jump in and go dive in?
Yeah, we got it. Well, we're going to clear it first.
Yeah.
And then we have the poker tournament winner.
Okay.
She gets to be the first recreational diver to touch the Okinawa. So we take her down first. And then
touch the Okinawa is not code for some inappropriate kind of thing you have going on with someone, is it?
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Greg.
Just saying. I know how you
operate. Is this America's Most Wanted?
Yes, it is. It is. You know how we roll.
No. She's going to be the first one. That was part of her winnings. She won a trophy. She won Mari's computer. And she got to be the first recreational diver when we sank the Okinawa.
Right, that was one of the prizes.
That's
a cool prize. Absolutely.
Well, she gets to go down, sit at the bar, and be the first one to order a Finlandia. Well,
how do you clear a wreck like this? How does it get cleared exactly? What do you have to go down and just see that it's settled in?
Yeah, everything's good. DEP goes down just to make sure there's no oil leaking out of the wreck or anything like that.
So to make sure it's safe. An hour or two, it just depends.
No,
it's pretty
usually
quick.
They clear it in about. They clear in about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
A wreck this size, easy,
yeah.
Okinawa took a little, Lady Luck took a little longer because she's 324 feet long.
Yeah.
Okinawa's 108 feet long.
Do you have a prediction of how long this will take to sink once they say, okay, we're doing it?
Well, we were just talking about that with the guys here. And
taking bets?
Let's go. Let's do our predictions. We'll let Chris go first.
All right, yeah. What do you think? How long will it take once they say, okay, we popped the... You know, the cork on this thing.
They're not going to hold you to this, Chris.
Let's see. The way that they rigged it up, I give it 20 minutes.
20 minutes, he says. And what do you say?
Two-inch pumps, Chris.
Two-inch pumps, Chris. Well, I don't know.
Had a lot of holes in it.
Stern first.
Yeah, stern. Yeah, he's thinking. He's analyzing. Sir, are you going shorter or longer? What do you think?
I'm thinking probably 45 minutes to an hour.
45 minutes to an hour. Jeff, where are you going to go?
I'm going 19 minutes.
I'm
going 19 minutes.
I'm going to go 20.
She said 19.
Hey,
said 19.
All right.
The closest without going over.
This is the Price is Right rules, right?
Yeah, exactly.
19, it's going at 19.
All right. Well, this is the kind of wagering that's going to happen on the dive boat tomorrow, I have a feeling.
Mike said 45 minutes. I mean,
and we're going to cover that accordingly on the show. So hour two of the big show, we're going to actually be on the dive boat while this thing is going on and talk about diving the Lady Luck and also talk about the sinking, actually witnessing this firsthand on Scuba Radio and kind of giving you a little idea of what goes into something like this. Now, Jeff, you got one of your workers here. What's her name again?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, come on here. Over here. Talk
and
to
John.
Us.
Captain. Yeah, that'll work.
These are your crew?
Yeah.
All right. So are
John
you guys working the boat tomorrow?
I'm in the office.
You're in the office. Okay, so you're staying away from all the trouble?
Yeah, I make the magic happen before the trouble.
Exactly. Well, that's a good place to be. Probably a safer place, knowing the crew that's going.
Calm. I keep him calm.
Keep him calm. Oh, my gosh. Takes serious medication and a lot of cocktails, right?
Oh, yes.
Of course. Okay. CeCe's a good little employee. You can tell. All right. Look, we got hour two coming up. We will cover the sinking of the Okinawa. But that weren't enough. We got to celebrate the Dive God's birthday. So a lot's coming up. Stick around. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are looking down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.